There is a story that the media is not telling you about. It is the story of just how wrong the president of the United States was, Joe Biden, when he mocked southern flyover states as being ignorant, stupid, Neanderthals when they lifted their statewide mask mandates. You remember just a few weeks ago when Texas and Mississippi said enough of this insanity and we are going to lift our statewide mask mandates. What did Joe Biden say about it at the time? Well, if you remember, he mocked those states saying they're stupid.
And the last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
That's right. You Neanderthals. You Neanderthals down there in Texas and Mississippi lifting these mask mandates. It's a big mistake. People are going to die. How many people died in Texas? We now have those numbers. In Texas, guess what? No one died. That's right. After they made that decision, not a single person died in Texas. Isn't that interesting how that worked? Not a single person died. Texas governor has now come out and doubled down on the decision, which was clearly the right decision. And he has banned mask mandates by states, public schools, and local governments. He is right to do that. Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order prohibiting state governmental entities such as counties, public school districts, public health authority, and government officials from requiring mask wearing. He said, quote, Texans, not government, should decide their best health practices, which is why masks will not be mandated by public school districts or government entities in our state. We can continue to mitigate COVID-19 while defending Texans' liberty to choose whether or not they mask up, Greg Abbott said in this news release. Now, of course, the left is freaking out over this, but he's doing this now based on science. I thought Democrats and liberals were obsessed with science. Apparently now science doesn't matter. Now, this executive order allows school districts to continue the current mask wearing guidelines only through June 4th. After June 4th, no student, teacher, parent, or staff member can be required to wear a mask on school grounds, according to the governor's order. Local governments or officials attempting to impose a mask mandate can now be subject to a fine of up to $1,000 beginning on May the 21st, according to the release from the governor's office. The order exempts state-supported living centers, government-owned or operated hospitals, state departments of justice facilities, and county and municipal jails, according to the release. Now, the governor's order comes less than a week after the CDC release updated guidance allowing vaccinated people to be both outdoors and indoors without masks in most cases. Other states have moved to roll back mask mandates in recent weeks. Even New York, California, and Michigan, after destroying their economies, have announced they will lift these requirements because they're so desperate for people to come out and spend money. They're upside down financially. Texas lifted its statewide mask mandate with massive success on March the 2nd. A week later, Texas businesses of all types were allowed to open to 100% capacity. Democratic Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner called Abbott's order a clear overreach. His power, quote, is not absolute, turning this into exactly what you would expect from the left. Nothing but a political football. Now let's go back to that March 2nd decision. Joe Biden hating this decision because they're losing control and power over you. And he mocks everyone in the state of Mississippi and Texas for doing this, saying it's going to cost people their lives, people are going to die because of this decision, and you guys are Neanderthals.
And the last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Now, the CDC has got one hell of a fight on their hands right now. Okay, the CDC has come out and now clarified because the teachers unions and these lazy liberal school teachers and their unions, and they are lazy, don't give a crap about giving your kid a good education. They care about not having to go to work. They want this to be a catalyst for them to make more money, to get hazard pay, to get more benefits, and they're holding your kids hostage and have been for the last year. The CDC, which we know is totally corrupt as an organization, it's a political organization now, it's not a scientific group anymore, which is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be about diseases and control and prevention of diseases. It's 100% political now. We know this because the teachers union was able to infiltrate the CDC to the point where they wrote the guidance for reopening schools. That's right, the teachers unions did. And we know this for a fact. They decided to put massive pressure on the CDC for their reopening guidance. And when they decided to do this, it worked because they were granted their wording in the CDC's guidance to reopen. Think about how shady, how corrupt it is. And how and why would anyone, knowing now what we know, believe the CDC on anything, knowing how easily they have been corrupted, how easy it is to have influence over the CDC? That is the question that everybody right now should be asking themselves. What should I trust or listen to the CDC? And the CDC feeling the heat from the teachers union yet again. Guess what they've now done? The CDC has come out and has now been forced, because of the teachers unions, to say that the school guidance will not change for the remainder of the school year. Now, this has nothing to do with science. This has everything to do with political pressure from Democrats and the teachers' unions. This is not about keeping your kids or anyone's kids safe any longer. This is about the teachers' unions holding our kids hostage and destroying an entire year of their education because they want to get paid. Take a listen to the CDC director going on TV, trying to put together the school guidance and go backwards after they tell you it's okay to go out in public, do things in public, and you shouldn't have to worry about wearing a mask if you've been vaccinated. Now they're like, wait, just kidding. The teachers' unions, we forgot about them. We got to scare the hell out of you only in schools.
What about kids in school, especially those who haven't been vaccinated? Should they continue to wear masks or not?
Our school guidance to complete this school year will not change, and we'll be working on a school guidance for the fall.
That was short, wasn't it? Yeah. Let's just keep that real short, because we don't want to I got a gun to my back from the teachers union, so that's as short as I can keep it. Listen to what she says. Listen how short this is. You got a pretty big build up here.
What about kids in school, especially those who haven't been vaccinated? Should they continue to wear masks or not?
Our school guidance to complete this school year will not change, and we'll be working on a school guidance for the fall.
I mean, that's like a hostage video. You're the CDC director. You got your hand slapped. The left is coming after you. Remember who got you here. Remember who put you in charge. Remember, Dr. Alinsky, the director of CDC, who you work for, and you better keep this short and sweet. You better make it darn clear to the American people that in schools we are not going back to any type of normal anytime soon. Now listen to Wallace's follow-up here.
So, and how soon are we going to see that new guidance for the fall?
So this had to be the first foundational step that we made in order to update all of our guidance, thousands of pages of guidance. We need to update our school guidance, our child care guidance, our camp guidance, our travel guidance. We have a lot of work that we need to do. We are actively working on that now, and we're actively doing outreach with the community to do so as well.
Outreach. What does outreach mean? That means we got to take our marching orders from the teachers' unions who wrote the last guidance on mask wearing in the schools. Now, this goes back to just the lack of science that we are dealing with right now with masks. I'll give you another example. The House of Representatives has slapped $500 fines on three GOP lawmakers who have refused to wear masks after being vaccinated following the CDC guidelines. And even Dr. Fauci is now admitting, yeah, I wore a mask after I'd been vaccinated solely for the optics. Just for optics. So in other words, this is all a ruse. We're all lying to you. We're all manipulating you. We're not being intellectually honest. Fauci's admitting, yes, I wore a mask for the optics after I didn't need to. And you have Nancy Pelosi that has a rule that defies logic and defies the science. Defies both logic and science with a $500 fine that is going after three Republicans who are saying, we're taking our masks off in Congress. We're not going to wear them because the CDC guidance says we don't need to wear them. But this is the Democratic Party right now. You look at Fauci, you look at what he's saying. Oh, I'm doing it for the optics. That doesn't help America. And it doesn't help America for one simple reason. If you want to de-incentivize people from getting the vaccine, then keep going on TV, Fauci, wearing a damn mask. Right? If you are one that is trying to convince people to go out there and to wear a mask, then don't wear it go out there and get a vaccine so you don't have to wear a mask. Then don't go out and wear a mask. But Fauci is like, all right, well, I'll admit it. It's all optics. It's all BS.
Well, you know, George, I'm obviously careful because, I mean, I'm a physician and a healthcare provider. I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low.
So it's all optics. So Dr. Fauci, the guy who's the guy, right? This is the guy, is admitting that he's wearing a mask to create an impression, not due to science. And you wonder why so many people are hesitant on getting the vaccine that you're asking people to get. This is all to people that are a little bit paranoid, to people that don't trust the CDC, the people that don't trust Fauci. You're just giving them exactly what they need to not get a vaccine. And I'm not advocating for anybody getting the vaccine. I want to make that clear. It's a personal choice. But my point is, if your job is to try to get the majority of Americans vaccinated, gets above 70% by July 4th, which is what you and the president said we need to do in this country, then why on earth are you playing into the hands of people that don't want to believe you and are paranoid and don't believe what you're pushing by actually doing what they assume that you're probably doing, which is manipulating and lying to them? This is why people don't trust you. This is why people are not going to get the vaccine at the rates that you're hoping they get the vaccine at, because they're not going to do it because they think you guys are full of crap. When you fine members of Congress, Republicans, for not wearing a mask, $500, which is what Nancy Pelosi is doing, you also lose credibility. You lose significant credibility when you do that. Significant. Because it's not about science anymore. You've admitted you were supposed to follow the science. You should pull the $500 fines as soon as the CDC changed their guidelines. You said, okay, no more. If you're vaccinated, go around without a mask in Congress. Again, if you're trying to get more people to be vaccinated, don't you want to see members of Congress who are not having to wear a mask? You had a Wisconsin teacher, by the way, that was caught yesterday berating a student for not wearing a mask. Berating a student who's sitting on the floor, a high school student, screaming at the student for not wearing a mask. This is what the left has done. These are what the psychos have done. The psychos have done this in the Democratic Party. You have teachers screaming at students for not wearing a mask, being caught on video. Thank goodness it's now gone viral. You have Fauci admitting that it's all theatrics and BS. You have Congress, which is fining members of Congress $500 for actually going against the CDC guidelines, which you demanded that we actually follow. And you wonder why there's a certain percentage of Americans that are like, we don't trust you on vaccines. We don't trust you on if they are actually safe or not. And we don't trust you on educating our kids because of the way that you're treating us right now. Well, you're playing into their paranoia. Congratulations. CDC director has come out and said 1.4 million kids. That's how many kids we need to get vaxxed. 12 to 15 year olds. CDC director, 1.4 million teens vaccinated already. We got to have more. It's not enough. We got to have this number and we got to keep moving forward. Okay, well, where's the incentive for the kids? Where's the incentive for the parents if you're not letting them get back to school? Where is the incentive? Tell me where it is. I want to know. The core problem that so many Americans have right now with our government is they just don't trust them because they're not consistent. One of the best headlines that I read this week was this: the two-face mask of Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been at the forefront of the response to the coronavirus pandemic for just over 1 year. And in that time, he has found himself on both sides of every argument regarding face masks. Former independent Michigan Representative Justin Amash noted that in a Tuesday tweet saying that Fauci had been on both sides of the mask debate at every step, from whether or not they were necessary at all to whether those who were fully vaccinated needed to continue to wear them. He said, quote, Dr. Fauci has now been on every side of the debate over whether masks are beneficial or not beneficial, necessary or not necessary for those with immunity or unnecessary, theater, not theater. He's everywhere. Now, shortly after the coronavirus first reached the United States, Fauci told the American people that it was not necessary to wear a mask while going about their daily activities. He said that masks served an important purpose, but that they should primarily only be used by healthcare workers and those who are already infected. Just a few weeks later, Fauci said that officials thought it might be advisable for all Americans to start wearing face masks in public. But he was careful to note that they shouldn't buy up large quantities of masks, leaving first responders and healthcare workers without access to the PPE equipment they desperately needed. Let me just give you Fauci in his own words. This is Fauci back in March of 2020. So people obviously asked the question, going back to March and now knowing what we're knowing, was Fauci lying to the American people about masks to make sure that the frontline responders, the doctors, could get the enough masks needed to protect themselves while putting us at risk? You lose credibility at that point. And he did lose a lot of credibility, because then all of a sudden, he comes out just 4 days later and says something totally different.
If people are to wear them, what's the guidance on under what circumstances and what kind of mask?
Okay, I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to address that, Judy, because the one thing that's paramount here that we want to make sure that people don't all of a sudden go out, buy and hoard masks that are most appropriately used and necessary for the frontline healthcare workers who do need it for the clear and present danger that they find themselves in when they are taking care of people who are actually with coronavirus disease. So we want to make sure that this issue of having a broader community approach towards putting on a facial covering doesn't in fact get in the way of the primary purpose of masks. And in that regard, that's why what we're talking about are things that may not necessarily need to be a classical mask, but could be some sort of facial covering. You know, we're pretty good in making things in a way that spontaneously becomes effective just because of your own creativity.
So now what you have is you have Fauci 3 days later coming out and then being transparent. All right, look, you're probably going to end up wearing a mask, but right now it's necessary for the frontline healthcare workers who need them and they're in the presence of a clear and present danger to get the face mask they need. So you guys come up with your own. 3 days earlier, he's telling you don't wear the masks. Again, how can you trust this guy? Now, following, okay, all of this and the widespread distribution of masks to the American people, Fauci continued to urge even those who have been fully vaccinated to wear masks, saying that vaccinated people could still spread the virus to others. He then argued with Senator Rand Paul during a contentious Senate hearing about the need for masks after vaccination or natural infection, which was another problem, right? Because it's like, well, which one is it, man? Which one is it? What are you trying to get the people to do? And Senator Paul repeatedly challenged Fauci over and over again, arguing that the data did not show significant reinfection and that continuing to wear a mask despite having either vaccine-based or natural immunity was just theater. It's theater. Listen to this back and forth. It's so important because this is another issue with credibility.
It shows significant reinfection, hospitalization, and death after either natural infection or the vaccine. It doesn't exist. There is no evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the two-week period after the second vaccination.
Yeah,
you have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild type versus variants.
And what, now, what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
You're making policy based on conjecture.
No,
you have the.
It isn't based on conjecture.
Variants. So you want people to wear a mask for another couple years.
No.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated. No.
Which, by the way, what this doctor, Senator Paul is saying is absolutely right, which is exactly why you then had Dr. Fauci have to come out and admit that, yes, I am wearing a mask to create an impression, not due to science, because he got beat up by a doctor.
Well, you know, George, I'm obviously careful because, I mean, I'm a physician and a healthcare provider. I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low.
Extremely low. Dr. Fauci, in his own words, extremely low. You could argue it's like non-existent. So I'm supposed to trust this guy for this reason? I'm supposed to trust this guy now. Why? I'm supposed to trust him on anything for what? Why would I trust him on anything at this point? I would argue there's absolutely no way to trust this guy based on what he has been selling us, the crap that he's been selling us. You want people to go out there and get vaccinated? And this goes back to Senator Paul's point, who's a doctor. You guys are doing this all based on theater. Your mask that you're wearing is theater. It's not protecting you. It's not. Now, of course, Fauci's got to fearmonger you again, right? We got to say, well, there could be a variant. Now, he looks stupid. He got busted by Dr. Paul. And he reversed course just days after the CDC updated guidelines to say that vaccinated Americans did not need to wear masks indoors or outside. He even said to Good Morning America, quote, that despite being aware that his risk was exceptionally low, he had continued to wear a mask to avoid the appearance of giving mixed signals. Well, now you're giving signals that no one can understand. We don't understand any of this. A month ago, Dr. Fauci insisted that Senator Paul, that continuing to wear a mask after being vaccinated wasn't for theater. Today, he told ABC News that the imagery was more important than the science.
This isn't based on conjecture.
Variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple years.
No.
You've been vaccinated, and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks who've been vaccinated.
No.
Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine.
Okay. He's exactly right. You want to get people to get vaccinated? You want to get rid of the vaccine hesitancy, which if you notice there, and I think this is an extremely important point that's being made by Dr. Paul, Senator Paul, is that you want to get rid of hesitancy, then be consistent. You want to get rid of hesitancy, then be objective here and tell the truth to the American people. Don't send mixed signals. They're not stupid. Don't wear two masks after you've been vaccinated. Don't keep changing the CDC guidance for schools. You want people to have the incentive to go get the vaccine, then give them their normal life back by getting the vaccine, which we can even argue that another day. I'm not advocating for that, but you get my point. This is why they're all over the place. It's insane. And he's been busted again, as he should have been busted again. This is the problem that everybody has with this administration. You cannot trust them, and you cannot trust Fauci, because it's all political to them. All right, quick reminder. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Take a screenshot of it or use that share button, if you wouldn't mind, so that we can continue to get more people to know about this show and what we're giving you every day. Without you guys, the show doesn't exist. I mean it sincerely. Thank you for telling your family and friends about this podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.